You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right here at the beginning of hour number two. All right, so we spent some time having some fun with that first segment, the Bama barn find. I just love that story. But we're going to switch gears right now and got to get a little serious here. The stuff that's happening with Israel and Palestine. Right now, we are learning a number of things. For instance, we're learning that right now the numbers are that Hamas is estimated to be holding upwards of 199 hostages. 199 hostages, some of whom are Americans. We're also looking at the fact that breaking news right now is that the U.S. is doubling its air power in the Middle East. And there was something earlier, and I haven't tracked it down yet to find out what it entailed, but there was something earlier about messaging being sent out to military personnel to be ready to deploy. And I don't know what that means. I don't anticipate that we have a full mobilization going, but it may just mean that, like, for instance, if you're on a carrier strike group, your leave's been canceled, I would imagine. So we'll see. But all said and done, what is happening in Israel and Gaza right now? Y'all, this, more so than the Ukraine-Russia fight ever was, this one has the potential to spill over and become a thing, become a broader engagement that we just have to watch out for in a big, big way. What's galling to me is the fact that we are seeing more and more the level of denial to which people just will basically just chant and march in the streets and even go on the news and answer people with, you know, man on the street interviews saying that what's happening is Israel's fault. For the love, really? So you think that it's Israel's fault that babies were executed, that men, women, and children sleeping in their beds were shot where they lay, that some they're finding right now. And this is hard to even talk about. They're finding some right now, the bodies are burned beyond recognition, but as they do the forensic analysis, they're finding that some of them were bound together with wire, like children that were bound together with wire and then burned. They're finding some of them, they can tell that there's smoke in their lungs, which means they were still inhaling as they were burning, meaning they were burned alive. We're finding some that they can't identify because they're burned beyond recognition, and they're having to put parts back together to build a whole person once they do a DNA analysis to determine who it was. Y'all, this is horrific. And then you add on the hostages. Who does that? What? Tell me what legitimate nation that has a legitimate cause goes to war to take hostages and hold them for ransom or as human shields? Well, don't think, by the way, that these marches are just elsewhere. Story here from ABC 3340 right here in Alabama. Free Palestine March was held in Birmingham, and it was not small. Hundreds of people turned out at Railroad Park in Birmingham to show support for Palestine and its people as Israel continues its retaliation to last week's attacks by Hamas. Says that people who showed up to Sunday's march in Birmingham wanted to show their solidarity with Palestine, including many people with friends and family still in the region. Many of them believe the situation has not been reported fairly. Really? What part was it reported fairly? Oh, it wasn't. So we shouldn't have talked about the number of innocents that you killed. One speaker, a guy named Amer Zar, said, "History did not start on Saturday. We are talking about everything because some terrible things happened to Israelis on Saturday, but these things have been happening to us for 75 years and nobody's talking about it." No, they haven't been. No, they haven't. Now, are the Palestinians a frustrated people? Yes, made all the more so by the leadership they continually choose to elect or cow down to. When you have the PLO and Hamas in charge of your government, filling your heads constantly with your victimization and death to everyone else in the world that they think stands in opposition to who they are, what do you think the people are going to live like? They will continue to live like victims with bitterness. But what we're watching right now, too, is, for instance, that guy that said that it's not being reported well. Well, okay. Fox News? Fox News has got an article here called Both-Sidism. And it's become a thing. It talks about how in the media, it's become a thing. Now, granted, this show, Right Side Radio, we're an opinion-based show. I make no bones about the fact that we call ourselves conservative. We're going to give you what we believe is the conservative view. But true news, like even 1819, which I know those folks, and they come from a conservative viewpoint, but they're not out there giving you slant news. They're giving you objective. That's the requirement. But then when you have both-sidisms is when you can't say, well, that was wrong. That thing was wrong. No, you have to say, well, both sides may have a story. Okay, I get it. But when one side burned babies and beheaded people, you have to look at it and go, is it necessary then to also paint the other side as being the bad guy when they were the ones who were sleeping when they got murdered? Chuck Todd, they point out, he's in 2019. He's on the record as saying things like, we're not going to debate climate change or the existence of it. In other words, there's no debate about some topics with Chuck Todd. ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, in the 2020 presidential election, the wake of it, he said, there are not two sides to that story, meaning the election fraud that many of us were claiming was a no-go for him. Lester Holt from NBC Nightly News in 2021 said, fairness is highly overrated. Wow. You know where he stands. CNN's Christiane Amanpour spoke to Columbia journalism graduates and told them to be truthful but not neutral. Both-sidism is not always objectivity. Okay. The Washington Post recently had a headline that said, Israel formally declares war as more than 1,000 killed on both sides. Huh. That's your headline. It's not 1,000 Israelis murdered in their sleep. No, you got it. Okay. So what we're saying here is let's talk about how the reporting has been, because right now the Palestinians are getting the benefit of a liberal media that is scared to go too far when it comes to Palestine. But here's the thing. Let's talk about what the facts are, what the history is. And y'all, I'll be honest with you. I don't always just say go to this site, but Ben Shapiro from Daily Wire did an amazing job of putting together historical fact to give you outlines of the four great lies that are being said about Israel right now by Palestinians and Iranians and those who would march in opposition to anything that Israel stands for. The four great myths, and it's on thedailywire.com. You can go check it out. It's a great article. We've also got it posted on the resources on the rightsideradio.org website. But the four great myths that Shapiro dispels are, number one, Israel is historically Muslim. It's not. Israel is the cause of the failure of the land partitions in the Middle East. It's not. Israel expelled all the Palestinian Arabs. They didn't. And Israel is an apartheid state. It's absolutely not. Let's break this down. And we may wind up going lapping through the break on this one, but let's take the first one. Israel is historically a Muslim territory. It is not. There has never been a Muslim caliphate or a Muslim nation established on that soil. Shapiro points out it's a pure and absolute lie. He says Israel is historically Jewish territory according to the Bible, and certain interpretations from contemporaneous archaeology, meaning biblical archaeology, is showing that some of what the Bible portrays, they're finding the evidence of it in physical form. He said Joshua entered the land of Israel in 1400 B.C. That's 1400 B.C. The kingdom of David founded around 1000 B.C. The first temple of Solomon built in 957 B.C. The second temple built in 515 B.C. The Hasmonean dynasty was founded in 166 B.C. Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 A.D. and the Jews exiled from Israel in 136 A.D. The Romans then attempted to shame the Jews and renamed it Palestine as an insult based upon the name of the historic enemy, the Philistines. And even during the exile, he points out, there was still a continuous Jewish presence in the land, and that there was not even a religion called Islam until around the 7th century AD. In other words, Israel had been in place 2,100 years prior to even Islam becoming a religion. And he says no independent Arab state has ever existed in the area known as Palestine. Well, that's true. That's true, and that's where we are. Listen, that's the way he's broken this thing down so well. So first of all, facts are facts. When it comes to Israel and Hamas, before you march in the street or get on your social media, maybe review the facts and know where you stand on the actual facts. We're going to come right back from this break. When I get back, the next one we're going to pick up is that Israel is the reason why land partitions in the Middle East have fallen apart. They haven't. And then don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, Congressman Gary Palmer calling in. We'll see if we can get all this stuff in. I got so much material, boom. How are we going to do this? Let's stay on for 4 hours today. What do you say? No. Okay. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, tell you what, making it cool to be a conservative and saving the world one soundbite at a time. That was a Scorpions. That was, I don't know why that I did. I look at Boomer and I go, do we always play that one? And I guess we do, but I
we
just
play it a lot.
I don't know. It just struck me. All right. Rock me like a hurricane. Okay, I am back on this number two of the Triple Dipper, Israel and Hamas, facts or facts. I gave you the breakdown. Keep in mind, Israel existed as a nation in the same turf that it's on now, 2,100 years prior to the establishment of Islam even as a religion. That being said, the other thing that Ben Shapiro did a great, I'm just using his material, full credit. Ben Shapiro and Daily Wire did an amazing job on this one. But he broke down another myth. One of those myths is that Israel is the cause of all the failure of the land partitions in the Middle East, meaning where people are and how they're divided up and why Palestine is sitting on the, you know, in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Moving on to the second myth, he says it's a pure lie to blame Israel for the land partitions. They go back to 1917 when the British are the ones that drew the lines and promised the Jews certain lands. But then Arabs began doing what they called pogroms, which is a mass murder of Jews in early as 1920 because they were angry at the British mandates. Okay, so the current lines, the newer lines, are more familiarly drawn if you trace them back to the British doing this in the early 1900s. The British then also repeatedly made concessions to the Arabs in Palestine. By 1937, the Arabs would then get the entire area called the Negev, and nearly the entirety of Judea and Samaria, the Jews got a tiny swath of territory along the coast, including Tel Aviv and Haifa. Okay. The Arab League in 1967 then announced they had three no's, no peace, no recognition, no negotiations with Israel. Huh. Okay. Israel then launched a preemptive strike on the Egyptian Air Force, which basically was the 1967 Six-Day War. It ended with a miraculous win for Israel. They got the Sinai Desert, the Golan Heights, the Gaza Strip, Judea and Samaria, also known as the West Bank, and the entirety of Jerusalem. Okay. But then in 2000, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak offered Yasser Arafat, the leader of the Palestine Liberation Organization, 91% control over the West Bank. Arafat walked away. In 2005, Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza Strip and ceded control over to Hamas. Hamas took it over and began using it for terrorist activity, which continues to today, obviously. In 2008, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert offered even more than Barak had in terms of territory, and the current leader of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, walked away without even making a counteroffer. So basically what we're saying here is this. Israel's been the one who's been saying, we'll do this, we'll give you this. We'll pull out of there and let you have it. You know, could you just stop? All right, we'll give you that land. Can we do a swap? How about this? The British drew the lines at first, but no. It's always Israel's fault. Israel, death to Israel, they say. How about number three? The third myth is that Israel expelled all Palestinian Arabs and confined them to the Gaza Strip. No. In fact, I'd never heard this before until I read this article. It says, Israel's Declaration of Independence, in the middle of its ongoing war with Arab nations, specifically reads, we appeal in the very midst of the onslaught launched against us to preserve peace and participate in the building of the state on the basis of full and equal citizenship and due representation, meaning they wanted Arabs to know that they had a right to be citizens and equal participation in the government if they would so choose. All right, didn't happen. But you might want to know this. Israel is not an apartheid state. That's the fourth myth. And you keep hearing, it's an apartheid state. What does that even mean, an apartheid state? You suppress people. You keep them subjugated by law. How about this? Arab citizens make up 20% of the population of Israel. Did you know that? Arab citizens make up 20% of the population of Israel. There are Arab parties sitting in Israeli government. One Arab sits on the Israel Supreme Court. The very idea that Arabs don't have representation or an opportunity to participate in society is a lie. And yet that's what we're seeing perpetrated constantly by the protests on the street. The apartheid state, we will be free. No one's making you not free. You're making you not free. And while we're at it, can somebody please tell me what's up with Egypt? Because the other Muslim nations in and around the area, they don't want the Palestinians. Egypt has barred entry through the only gates out of Gaza into Egypt. Just barred it. They can't come into the Sinai. Right now, there are millions that are piling up against that gate. Egypt won't let them in. Why? Because Egypt doesn't want them. Because they foment trouble at every turn. Because they have been, for years, made out to be victims and turned into bitter, you know, a bitter harvest. And there's innocent people in there that are caught in this crossfire, and I totally get that. It's horrible. I saw it in other places too, Afghanistan and Iraq. I saw it. But you cannot say that all of this is Israel's fault and that the tragedies, the travesties, the depravities that were committed on people in Israel last week were Israel's fault. No, they're the fault of Hamas. They're the fault of the people that pulled the triggers, wielded the knives, threw the grenades, launched the rockets, and destroyed innocent lives for no other reason except that they dared to exist. They've existed there since 1400 BC. And I don't know how long you have to live there before you're allowed to say you're from there. My gosh, let's dispel some of these myths. Coming up next, we're going to be on a conversation with Congressman Gary Palmer. We'll get his thoughts on Israel, but then I got to switch gears on him and say, what's up with the speaker's race? So, yeah, we'll talk about that coming up next with one of our congressmen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.